Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
grind like I lost my dog. I lost my dog. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost some homies. I so lost some plugs. I so lost some plugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes. It's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Who can I
trust? I guess it's just me. BMG ain't got a bug. Yeah. West side, east side. It's all up. We all gon' ride. It's all up. Step around the corner, bunch of niggas saw one. Lady, I been knowing what she feeding to blow one. Money dancing back to back like Soul Train. Got me shitting on them like Kevin Hart on Soul
flame. Straight up out the mud with the bullshit. Money on flood, so I locked in like a full pit. Lost so many homies, got the homies on the pulpit. It's a cold game, Jack Frost can even feel it. Yeah. Everything that I touch is gold old school. Fuck around talking, get folded like clothes do. I keep it rolling like the ghost folk. Spark up, get ghosts like the six folk. I be rolling down big, rolling down Crenshaw, smoking on a cig. Yeah, I keep it real, but they fake it in a wig. Shit, I can't lie, shit, I'm trying to do it big, low-key like Q-Crib. When the wheel stop, you gon' see a nigga change. I'm just treating you the same, so you can see your games. She be talking to me like a nigga froze summer. Free me acting funny like a nigga stole from her mind game.
I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some flaws. So lost some flaws. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in the mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can
I guess
trust?
Just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, inside, it's all love. I've been stressed so much, that's why I roll and stay coughing. Straight up out the mud, but I'm cleaner than my block. So I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck five-o. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. Had trust issues all on my way up. I keep my bitch at my foe, yeah, she stay up. Go and trip in this to your face like makeup. I'ma still shine, no chain, yeah, no Jacob. I ain't know I'm a problem. Oh, why, I'm a problem. I just know they hate cause they can't ride the wave. They wanna lock my body, throw my mind in a cage. Cop steady knocking at my door. I don't give a fuck, I didn't even hide the drawer. Got a lot up on my mind, shit I need to hide this for. Damn it, I be tripping, I left some work on the store. I just wanna grow, it ain't just talking, no. I like I lost my dog, I lost my dog.
Whoa, whoa.
I lost some homies, I so lost some blogs.
I so lost some blogs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm just living this life in this mud.
Life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Riding around the city like who can I trust?
Can I
guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love.
Yeah, everything works. Everything spit that lava. Everything. I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything works, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Sink any train, rob a OE zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homies. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the Mac, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rings. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got kills. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my neph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it.
that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
P1, Big Feed, Primary. Bird, feel good. Authentic swing, baby.
Going to the club on dub, and I got a pocket full of buns.
Pocket full of cash.
Pocket full of cash. Baby, can you show them on me, girl? Going to the club on dub,
I'm rolling.
And I got a pocket full of buns. I'm rolling down central with a pocket full of dough. Sippin' XO while I'm poppin' in pros. On 144 spokes that no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio.
What?
Hit the club with thugs, triple O's blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was born to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap game with fame like James Dane. Put them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state, we be popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight, cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for lying. Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey baby, get into the truck. Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
Fresh, clean, 61 footer, bling and chain.
Bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make you wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that stick, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my click about to do some things. That guy, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the 8, then I'm using the shape. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the dirt. Matter of fact, let me get it, I'm passing it right back. I feel it, feel it good right now. For the fat form of wildin' out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club get rowdy rap. Release your nasty side, freak, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burn your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life. Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey lady, get into the truck. Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Going on the
club, on the
club. Rolling.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
A pocket full of fun.
True West Radio. Bounce Radio.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? It's Friday, yay! Yay! We up in this motherfucker. Look, if y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk. Y'all gotta press 1 to talk because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers do that shit. They don't even press 1 to talk. But you're scared. What, you scared? Don't be scared. In my Houston voice, in my downtown voice, don't be scared. Press 1. Talk to us. You know what I'm saying? We want to talk to you. We want to get y'all feedback and shit. You know what I mean? So check this out. Without further ado, hold on. Let's get some claps on. I think I got them. My man, 86. The old girl, Sweet Beezy. Jojo Loco.
True West.
In the bitch. Y'all heard, man. Then my man, Mr. Boss Player himself. He's in the building.
Yo, what up? Peace and love.
Representing the Westies tonight.
Yeah. You know, bringing that Westies to y'all one time, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I want to, you know, hopefully the homegirl that was in the car accident, hopefully she's good. You know what I'm saying? She would have been on here, you know what I mean? But,
Yeah, for Lady Ice, man. She's doing a little bit more better than what she was, but we just thanking God that he didn't call her early because we still need her out here. But right now, she's doing all right. She's getting together.
Yeah, so Mr. Boss Player is representing the whole, you know, Westies. That's a tight-ass thing. You got to be like, oh, y'all my besties. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga M1 Capone as well. And like I said, Lady Ice, we be praying for you and all that. And then, you know, we just keeping it going, man. Just keeping it going, man. You know, that's my little group and shit. But, you know, I roll solo in the game, but I put a couple of people together that got some special talents like me. And we just created the Westies, you know what I'm saying? Right here on the West Coast, L.A., all day. Keeping the Westies staff for your ass, man.
That's it. I wish I would have made that shit.
Yeah, too late. Already copywritten it.
Hey, look, I be thinking about all the shit that I made up. I think I should have made up the Westies. You would have been trying to get that shit and be like, oh, no, Keith Scratch already copyrighted that motherfucker.
Exactly, you know. But actually, what it is, well, let's just say, I guess back in the day, way before all this shit came along, I guess it was some people from off the East Coast or somewhere over that side of the world that actually was called the Westies. I guess it's like some New York Hell's Kitchen type shit back in the day that I read up on, but I was like, okay, well, that's cool, whatever, what the fuck they did on some other shit. But nigga, I'm straight West Coast, and we coming from the West Coast. And I was like, I'm going to revamp that name. And I just, you know, did what I did with it, man. And, and they was loving it out here.
So Mr. Ball, so what did you do? You went and got a couple of people, and then y'all came together, and y'all started doing the song together? Or what happened? How did that happen? How did the
Well, basically what happened was, me and Lady Ice, we're actually old schoolmates. You know, we used to go to school together back in the day. Then later on in life, we ended up hooking up. Then later on in life, I ended up going to jail, you know, such shit, and I come back out. So we started doing shit together, me and her. And we got a few songs stolen from a few people. I don't want to even put their names out there, but they
know
who they are.
That's good. Nope. You ain't got to do it.
But we start getting shit stolen from us by certain people and certain individuals. So to make a long story short, we just kept on grinding. Later on, time passed until we met up with this cat by the name of M1, the homie Kevin. However, he was doing beats and rapping as well or whatever. So I was like, okay, you got some cool little nice little stuff. Let's see if we can put something together. So we went to his studio where his people record at or whatever, my nigga Kenny. And shit, we was listening to the beats and shit just started popping, popping into nigga. Hey, you know how we do. Start popping and shit, motherfuckers writing shit, this and that. But I was like, okay, yeah, we could do something, but it's like, we can't just drop anything and just say anything. This shit gotta really like make fucking sense, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't the best beats that I usually like or come accustomed to, but I worked with what we had, so, and what he brought to the table. So I was just like, look, everybody write whatever. I'm gonna have to orchestrate this shit and make it right to make it sound good to where it's supposed to be. So niggas coming, yeah, I got this verse, I got that verse. What do you think it is? Let me hear this. Okay, cool, that's not, but get that shit out of here, that ain't working. Nope, get out of here. There's some cool, we'll check, all right, cool, put that right there, you go behind, just basically putting it all together. So we got it, before shit started happening to the good, we only had a chance to record actually the four songs that you guys about to hear. We never got a really chance to get back of doing things because certain shit came into play, blah, blah, blah. You know how certain shit go with certain shit in this business, but we still here, man, and we still making it crack the best way we can, and I just want to hit y'all with this.
Well, hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
Eric O 562, who is this?
This JD.
JD, what up, man?
What's cracking with you?
Oh, man, welcome to 2West Radio, man. That's my man, Trey D, right there. Man. JD, man.
Yo, what's up, bro?
We go back like tags and Blu-ray.
Yes, sir.
What up, man? Welcome to True West Radio.
That real quick shit.
Yeah,
what's
man,
going
yeah,
on with you?
You owe my boy, you know, Boss Player, Mr. Boss Player, you know, part of the, you know, the Westie.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I wish I would have made that name up before he
did. How you doing,
brother? All right.
So check this out. So that's how y'all got the Westies together. But the whole thing about it is like, dude, y'all got some fire, you know what I mean? So, who produced this?
Well, like I was saying, my boy M1 made the beats. My boy Kenny ended up mixing down and mastering everything and putting it together along with my assistants of me, you know, orchestrating which verse this and that and that, et cetera, et cetera. And we just ran it like that, man. This is, to be honest with you, this ain't really touched the streets like that. And it's been like, and I'm going to keep it 100. This is like a 3-year-old project right here that you're hearing. I ain't even put it on the streets yet, and I'm about to release it. About to put it out here along with my West to Death album that's dropping next month. So,
West to Death. Hey, look.
Thanks.
Hey, look, I'm telling you. You know, anything that got West in it, you know, I love it.
I know.
But look,
I appreciate it, man. I told you I don't know if you would like this, but I kind of told you, I said, I think you would like this, man. It kind of goes in with what you got going.
I already like it, so I got, already know what I want to play first.
Say no more. Say no more. You just let it go.
But see, and look, people don't think this is True West Radio. But hell, you could be the west side of Wisconsin. You could be the west side. I mean, it's just I just love the West. I'm sorry, y'all. I just love the West. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, of course, when it comes down to the West Coast, this is where we at. This is what we love. And we're not trying to take nothing away from anybody else because we represent everybody. When True West was started, everything was fucking down south. And they used to be like, oh, remember we used to go to, XYZ fried chicken. Oh yeah, and I used to be feeling left out. I'd be lonely and shit. I just feel like I'm just
Word, I feel you. I feel that, man.
I got some West in here, man. You know what I mean? Man, what up, man?
Hey, y'all about to feel it right now.
Everywhere in the building.
What's good, everybody?
What's
good,
up, man?
What's
happening? Oh, we acting like wet clothes, man. We got, man, we in the building. We're about to jump in to a couple of these motherfucking songs, man. Hold on, let me see. Hey, okay, this is what we gonna do. We gonna jump into the Westie. All right, Mr. Boss, what song you want me to play first and you bring it in? Because we're going to play two of them back to back.
All right, since, you know, Lady Ice is down and out the picture right now, we go get to that puff fast for y'all that like to smoke that good weed, and she going to explain it to you how we get down. So go ahead and hit them with puff fast, and then you can go with that smoke right afterwards. That's the remix to
well,
the song.
Well, that's what we gonna do. Look, puff fast, and then that smoke.
That's
damn,
what
I'm
about to do.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do it too. I gotta roll something up. God damn it, I ain't got enough time. I'm sitting up here pressing buttons. I can't even roll.
You late to the gate.
Nigga, you
should
have had that. You should have had that gun before you came on.
But the super twist was my my power was out because my boy had to do some modifications to the studio, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm kind of like out the game, you know what I mean? But I'm about to try to twist something up. And if y'all own goddamn True West Radio listening, if y'all want to twist something up, twist it up, give us a call, 323-612-1597. We going to puff up past that smoke.
I'm about to right now. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm going to see if I got enough. Shit, I got to go find the weed first. Can y'all see
it?
Nah, my weed's right here. I'm looking
at it. She said it right here.
I keep on telling
you. She said it right here, and it ain't going nowhere too far.
Man, can y'all send a pigeon or something? Why? See, that's why I'm not fucking with y'all, because y'all can't even send a pigeon to drop off a, you know what I'm saying, a little blood or something for you.
Niggas don't even use pigeons no more. It's all about the, what you call them motherfuckers?
You say you can over weed. You don't need this.
You want a drone? I drone you something over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You need a drone to drop your shit off.
You want my address? You want my address?
Yeah.
I'll give you my address right now online. Nigga, if it ain't been there in about 10 minutes, that shit ain't going to work for me.
I'm in Florida. I think my battery might run out in Louisiana somewhere.
Y'all motherfuckers, boy, see? That's what I'm saying. You see the shit I do for y'all, and y'all motherfuckers can't even send me no weed? That's what it is?
What's this? You playing a game. You where it's at. JoJo, where you at?
Mm-hmm. JoJo, where you at?
JoJo got it.
Mr. Goddamn Weed Man, you should have been your motherfucking ass up here and gave me some weed. I got my own weed. I found it. Anyway, man, this is what we getting ready to do, man. We getting ready to puff pass that smoke. U.S. Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597, and we own this motherfucker. We're about to get it. Man, this is getting ready to be a fun night, you know what I mean? Let's puff pass. Okay, you can play any time now, motherfucker.
Hey, man. Hey, Ali, where we at?
Hey, yo, I got that shit right here.
Shit, puff pass that shit there.
Come on, puff pass. Sitting on back, drinking on a little beer with the homegirl from back in the day. I hate to tell you people that I'm doing it this way. I'm hitting the blunt till I can't hit them no more. Back on up, I gotta get to the floor. Do what I do best, spin your mind to the test. So back to the point, damn, pass the fucking blunt. And that just is time for me to go on and hit the spot and give it all I got. These rhymes you can't stop. I gotta have a blunt every time when I'm rolling. I'm putting little twists in my hips when I'm throwing. I'm flexing my body, doing a little robot too. The smoking weed ain't the only thing I like to do. I like to get my motherfucking groove on. I'm smoking on that shit when I'm talking on the phone. Late at night to you. I break it down, tell you what I wanna do. We can go out and have a few drinks. Keep a peppermint so my breath don't stink. Cause too much drinking ain't good for your ass. Get your child, take your life so we can pump pass. Call it sweet. So don't ever think I'm fucking with that other shit. Cause Lady Ice just ain't having it. I never get me still cause I'm always on the run. I'm just running about that 3-2-1. It's the type of wit that make you fall asleep. The homie in the hood peep game to me. So the boy the situation give me some toxic ties. So we get high as the days are going by.
Bye.
The porch is always on when I'm puffing on one. So kick back and we gon' have a little more fun. You see, back in the day I used to watch my dad. He kept a lot of damn weed and plenty of cash. He should've kept it on the down cause I was watching them days. I done picked up my dad, bad habits and ways. So what the fuck do you wanna say? I'm smoking on that shit that they sometimes call hay. So it is really major. All you have to do is hit me on my cellular. To put it to a conclusion, this is ending on my class. I got my shit together, now we can puff pass.
Puff pass.
get high in the wintertime, we gon' smoke.
To hear with that shit though. But here we go with something like that puff up pad and put them on the ass. So which way is the blunt flowing from the left or the right? Hopefully it rolls just right and not too tight. Cause whenever with my coolest, what we do, make it hit record being high and seeing true. So keep that blunt flowing in the right rotation. Don't skip me again, cause then I lose my weak motivation. Now this is the second time y'all done tripped like the ice. Now y'all know y'all friends ain't right. I'm just speaking on it. Started freaking on it. Till I even call my woman, she be loving me, freaking on it. In the late night, we be talking on it. Fast out, so we been talking on it. All night long, baby. Come get it. Come get it.
Been smoking the weed in the west room, and your feet ain't left no damn well. I told your ass, boy, I will send your ass to the moon and back. Look at you, high as a winter kite. Man, you got that? Come here, one. Let me see that damn back. Lord have mercy. Give me some of that damn weed. Give me a swisher, old tight ass nigga. Don't want to get nobody nothing, shit. All
right, y'all wear I will tell you my weed story. This is what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? We gonna kick it off like this right here. Where is he? You know what I'm saying? Watch this. Here we go.
Get on. Yeah, this is right here. Blast. We about to get real live on this one. Yeah. Roll up.
I got a bucket full of good shit. Nothing to roll it up.
I got a
bucket full of good shit.
This bomb, sippin' on this rhyme, Rico rhyme, rollin' dirty, nigga, that's how I does. Sliding on these dubs, pocket full of cushion, nothing rolled up, so I push off like a collapsible rough on that board. Bust a left real quick, pedal to the floor. One time, keep your boy doing a little bit more. He bust that hook, I was like, what the fuck, it's unjustified. I'm just trying to buy this blunt and get high. Stash the dosha on the passenger side, and it's still fuck the police, coming in with something different. So the can, poke holes in it, something with the zigzag, man, cause I'm starting to fidget like it's my medicine, man. I stay blazing, THC purple hazing. It's 5 in the morning, the stoves ain't even open. I'm trying to get my mind right so I can run shit like the left. If I go crazy, can you blame me? This that purple
guy. I got a pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
We got
a pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got
a pocket full of good shit.
We got
a pocket full of good shit.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
We got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit.
We got a
pocket full of good shit.
In the studio, the liquor store closing too.
Right.
No blunts, no zags, no bums, but got plenty of brew. I got a pocket full of cushion, no way to blow it. I got this bad earth to smoke and can't do nothing for it. No gas station, supermarkets, the quickie marks on the other side of town. That's where all this shit starts. Nowhere close, can't be wasting good trees on some homemade shit. I got a zip, y'all got a little bit. I wanna puff on something to stuff because anything else won't get me high enough. A blunt wrapper, one of those papers that look like wood. Even a couple of them, a beat, all to the good. Tobacco out of cigarettes, packing them tight. I guess I got a homie for the rest of the night. I'm trying to spark my lighter, but I can't get no flame. It's been a lot of situations when y'all feel the same.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
We got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit.
We got a
pocket full of good shit.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
We got a
pocket full of good shit, nothing to roll it up.
I got a
pocket full of good shit.
We got a
pocket full of good shit.
I got a call from this chick. She say she got the push and the unshaved bush. What trick I'm about to push? Hops in the car, but damn, I need some gas. Run into this cat with a gun and ski mask. You wouldn't believe that he's robbing the joint. He got the cashier on her knees and
turn around and put the gun on me. I said we niggas against the odds, I'm your motherfucking homie. What a safe fat nigga, but hurry up. I got a bitch with some cushion titties and big butt. I hear the sirens coming, I hear some corners. Made it to a spot cause the damn cops was on her. And she laying in the bed butt naked. Listen to that brand new R. Kelly's record. She tossed me the kush like roll it up. Do all that drama, I forgot to
get
up.
Peace, love, and some weed.
weed. That's all we really need. These love is some weed. We love is some weed. That's all we really need. These love is some weed. These love is some weed. These love is some weed. That's all we really need. These love is some weed. 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 That's all we really need.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. What the fuck is rock? Give us a call, 323-342-1597. Motherfucker, DJ, rapper, producer, all that shit. I ain't supposed to be doing this shit, man. God damn it. But I think I'm starting to like it. Man, we got my man on the show, man. Mr. Boss Flair. Mr. Boss. I'm going to call you Boss. And, hold on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we got I'll call you Boss, because, nigga, I don't like saying long-ass names. So
nigga,
we
just call me
little...
Just call me BT like everybody else do.
nigga, that's a gas station that's way out in the country somewhere. Then we got Mr. Everywhere in the line. We got his brother.
He like BT, hey, BT.
We got
it.
You
heard
it.
What they do,
he do. And then we got Mr. Longo, Blue West Entertainment on the line.
Yo, peace and love, everybody.
Yeah,
out
we
here.
All back in here. Oh, let me get some claps for that. Get y'all motherfucking ass down and shut up. Nah, I got it. That was a little cool little weed song, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, that song, I got a pop cushion, nothing to roll it up in. That was some true-ass shit. I made that shit, we was doing a nine-volt video. But we had to stand in line and we had to all walk in the house, right?
Yeah.
And I had a pocket full of kush, nigga. We didn't have no blunts, no zags, no nothing. So while I was standing out in the line, because we walked in one time, and they said, all right, do it again. And I was standing outside, like, going, I got a pocket full of kush and nothing. Motherfuckers be getting cans and the motherfuckers be getting apples and all that shit. No. And we was in the middle of a fucking big ass orange field, nigga. I'm talking about, nigga. We was in Redlands, nigga, and it's a part up in Redlands, nigga. It was all oranges.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oranges.
And look, oranges. I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's up in Redlands area. Yeah, you're right.
It's about.
Man, I would have been trying to pull one of them petals off one of them damn flowers, because I be using rose petals sometimes.
Nigga, damn. That motherfucker, we was in the middle, because look, you walk through all these orange fields. And then when you get somewhere down there, they got these big old fucking mansion-like houses. And I was like, fuck, because nigga, we driving through the goddamn oranges. I'm going, cuz, where the fuck we going? We pull up, nigga, it's about six fucking houses that's huge as fuck. Okay. So now... If you gotta go to the store, nigga, you gotta go back about motherfucking seems like 15 miles to get a goddamn whatever you trying to get.
Yeah, that's why I don't know how people live out there. I mean, way the fuck out there in the boondocks and stuff. Yeah, you got me fucked up.
Now, see, now I didn't know it was gonna be like that. I made the song to the video, and I was gonna be in the video. So after we had went in a couple of times, I realized I didn't have no blunt. So everybody like, nigga, I got a whole zip in my pocket, right? And I start singing. I got a pocket full of cushion, nothing to roll it up in. After we did the goddamn scene about 3 or 4 times, I came out and started singing again. So everybody, it's about 30 people going, I got a pocket full of cushion, nothing to roll it up in.
Somebody had to give me something.
We probably said, fuck that. We got in the car after we did our little shot when we walked in the house. We was on the next thing smoking. Everybody was volunteering. If you got that much goddamn cush, nigga, I'm going to the store for you. So we probably got some bucks and we... But that was just something I wanted to share with y'all. That was one of my... That's why I made that song. Then Peace, Love, and Weed, that's my son. You know what I mean? But it's all gravy. Anyway,
Hey, that puff fast one, though. I was in here snapping my finger like, oh, shit, I ain't never heard this one before.
What?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got another one I like, too. I can't remember what it is, man. But he be playing it a lot, and that shit. It goes so hard. When I hear it, I be like, see, these are songs. When I hear shit like this, it makes me want to go to California because I still ain't never been yet. And I'm like, yeah, see, this will make me take a chance and come on out there with my mask and shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with coming to Cali, girlfriend. Come on out here, shit. Let me show you what some of this shit Cali life is like, really like.
All right.
See, what they show you in movies and all that shit, it's a little bit of the bullshit, but you come down here and experience that real shit, the shit that they scared to show you.
I would tell you one thing about Cali, because they got, if you go and show them the good parts of Cali, some bad shit could probably happen. I like taking people to my
hood. You can go to the good part of this shit could happen, dude. It doesn't matter, but I'm saying
I love taking people to my neighborhood.
Man,
around
shit,
my
that's
niggas.
That's where I want to go.
That's where everybody want to go. I'm going to tell you this.
Because this is the thing about it. Chris was at the Galleria yesterday. And people was up there talking about they going to the car to get this and get that. Niggas in the hood, they don't be doing all that. Cause they ain't trying to do all that where their grandma said. They know better than that.
you know what was funny as fuck to me? Remember, I think about a couple of years ago, we was on the show. Remember when Waka Flocka thought he was going to go over there with them blood niggas? And they snatched this shit. Yo, remember that shit?
Better keep your ass off the turf.
Nigga, Waka Flocka went to Compton. He went to Compton and some shit like that, nigga. Thought he was all good.
I remember him. I remember Soulja Boy.
Oh, yeah, well.
Being goofy. They took his chain on camera.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But see, California, we live in California, so it's... If we came out there to Houston or Florida or anywhere, they would treat us like fucking royalty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just as well, y'all coming out here, coming from Texas. Everybody look at everybody different. Because even though, no matter what the fuck I did in my lifetime, when it came down to music, when motherfuckers know me, guess what they do? They be like, oh, that's just scratch. I go to motherfucking Texas, any part of Texas, Nigga seem like nigga red carpet and fucking flower petals.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
they
gonna see the nigga
in
royalty. That's just what it is, straight up. So
people was coming to me like, Sweetie, I heard you know NWA. I was like, man, fuck y'all.
God. But see, on the opposite end, like, if just say, if you just touched down in California right now and say, I just moved out of here from Houston, Texas, you would get a job ASAP.
Oh, it's like that here, too.
For sure, before a nigga out here in Cali get a job, it's just like that.
Yeah, it's just like that.
I heard up in Texas, nigga, I could get a job quicker than I could fill my name out. Shit.
Right.
Exactly.
Nigga be like, you ain't got to even finish that application. You ain't got to finish that application, nigga. You got the job.
So I'm starting to think I'm in the wrong motherfucking place sometimes.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to play your other two songs. We're going to play them other two songs. But I got a song called California. And you know what that motherfucker say? It say, I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in a lab with the Crimson Blood.
And the crazy
nigga,
part
you
about
ain't getting
that
ready
is
to
just
get
a lot
me
of right here now.
You ain't going to get me out there in Texas. I don't like bugs. So they be
you know
bugs.
The cool thing about it, though, about Texas is this. Now, the one thing that I do like about them, even though the rent is cheap and all that good shit, and that's good, but I heard that they only tax your ass once, nigga.
You gotta have, if you got a motherfucking California where you getting your money from and they send it to Texas, that works good. Because you getting more money out here, nigga, so you could probably triple your, nigga. Pay your rent.
I'm just saying out there they only tax you once. Get $1,000 check every week. So you only gonna get back probably $900, maybe $800. But nigga, they only taxing you once. They're not doing it like how Cali taxes do. They tax you for this, tax you for that, da 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 da. Next thing you know, you be like, damn, nigga, I can't really do shit but spend on what I gotta spend.
That's the difference of what I'm talking about.
They make it up in other places, though, but we don't have to pay a state tax.
Yeah, there you go. It's only federal with y'all.
Oh, nigga. See, that's what a whole lot of dumb Cali motherfuckers don't know. Do you know I filed my federal taxes and didn't file my state?
What?
Wow. Okay. Well,
you get your stimulus check, too, in Cali.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but I ain't got no stimulus check. Fuck that stimulus check. That shit ain't enough for me.
Nigga, $1,400, are you
fucking serious?
Man,
come on, bro. That ain't nothing, man.
Hold on.
Nigga,
I'll spend
$1,000
right now. Do you want me to send you a bill for $1,400, baby? Give me $1,400 right now.
Let me tell you something, bro. I live in L.A., South Central, Los Angeles, right? $1,400 is my fucking rent for my one-bedroom fucking apartment here. So how the fuck is that going to make you do anything to feel good?
Hold on. If you got $10,000 in your bank account right now, and the motherfucker, you got an extra $1,400 that actually is what you pay for rent for your one bedroom. So you don't think that's going to help you?
They just dropped that shit in mine. But that's the thing about it. They know that they take from a person like me because I don't have no children. You know what I'm saying? So I pay taxes. And the thing about Texas is that you pay for, like, the school districts and that sort of thing, especially if for the people that's property owners, you pay if you're in that district. So,
everybody,
it takes a lot of money from a person like
everybody in different states, I don't mean to cut you off, honey, but everybody in different states, thing got a different twist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I get that, and
well,
I understand
they
that.
Just playing
that's what
with
I'm trying to say.
The bigger states like California, like Texas, and then even if you in Florida, that motherfucker ain't that big, but it's a gang of people in that motherfucker.
It
so
just shows you how much they really be playing with us, especially a woman like me out here, you know, without no children. And then the thing about it is they don't have income-based apartments based on your job and this and that. They don't have it the way that it's supposed to out here.
Can't none of y'all motherfuckers, if they put it on the account, you're going to be like, no, I don't want it. I'm going to give it back to them. Are you going to do that?
Well, no, nigga, I'm going to take the money.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the whole point.
Okay, but you got to understand something. See, everybody ain't really all on that, depending on that shit with them Kudak, man. You know, since the stimulus bullshit came out, because way last year when this bullshit hit the earth, nigga, I ain't got not a man that a one. So I don't depend on it, and I don't give a fuck because I make my own bread. That's what I'm saying. And I'm able to afford where I live at myself than just me. So give me $4,200, and I'm cool. Fuck all that, nigga. I spend that on some bullshit.
I got the motherfucking alert to tell me. Everybody, if you file your taxes, you can get some money. Just if they got your account information, they go send in the mail. The mail shit, now we're starting to get back in to content, because if you don't get it, if you ain't got your electronic information as far as your account and all that shit, account number and route number, it's not going to come in that way.
Grand right now. For some shit.
Well, that's the only thing you got to do, because niggas, they got to do that shit. They got to do that shit manually now. The whole goddamn...
Yeah, I know. They got to go back to work now. So they're barely getting back up in these buildings and all this little vaccination bullshit they didn't throw at niggas.
I'm going to tell you a super twist. When you get it, it's going to be right when you actually need it.
Hey, father come on time when he ready, not when we want him. So whenever he decides to deliver it, that's when it'll be. Other than that, I can't depend to be waiting on them motherfuckers.
Some people had a better year than others with everything that was going on. And the people that had a very good year, they are not getting nothing. Like, even people like mom, she had a regular year, but she worked. My mom's a healthcare worker. So I believe she might have been excluded from the first go around, or however they did the bullshit. But the first one, it wasn't nothing for me. But that is just the difference of what they take from a person, especially somebody like me. Because I've been in management. I've been an optician. Last year, I was working two jobs as a cook and a motherfucking dishwasher. But I was making some money though, and I was doing them both at the same time.
If you file your taxes and you don't owe nobody, they can receive you some money.
I owe a lot of money. Let's get some more money.
Nigga, I guarantee you, when you sit up there, because, nigga, I was sitting up here, nigga, I bagged up all my little beer cans. I was like, I need to get some money. And I looked on that motherfucker, and that shit was like, bitch! Nigga, I just put the goddamn cans in the backyard.
And
I'll
tell you another thing, too. A lot of the money
back in the
camp,
I stole them kids.
They sent that money to a lot of dead people, and they had to reverse the payment so they could straighten them out and send them to the people that's still alive, too.
Well, yeah, as long as you did your 2020 taxes, the federal, don't even think about the state, because I know that it's different. Well, IRS is going to get
the federal is different from the state taxes, man, but they all running the same fucking thing, dog.
You know what? I didn't do my state taxes. I just did the federal, so the motherfuckers could send me a stimulus.
Yeah, well, I mean, I pray for it to come to you, brother. I ain't tripping. I ain't saying those people don't need it, but nigga, I ain't sitting up there worried about the motherfuckers. I make my own little bread.
I got bread coming to me already from some other shit, so
I'm just chilling.
You know, for those who don't have bread, because I'm not worried about it either. For those who don't have bread, a nigga sitting around there and he got, that nigga's like, man, damn, I need to get a beer. And they look on their account because they did their shit, and the motherfucker got $1,400 sitting in that motherfucker. Nigga, that shit make you jump. Nigga, you be, damn, I wish I had got the song loaded.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
You should have sent it to Austin Kennedy because the Kennedy came around and got the jokes.
If you, I don't give a fuck who you, man, y'all can be macho as fuck.
You gonna
steal
the can?
Y'all can be macho as fuck. If y'all look in y'all account, or if you go and look in the mailbox and you got $1,400 extra, nigga, you can better, nigga, you gonna skip all the way to the goddamn Walmart.
I was stacking them cans of bags. Them bag of cans weighing about $80 a piece. I was snatching, running down the block.
Oh, man. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. This off y'all topic, but straight up, this is the type of person I am for real because I don't have a car or nothing like that. So, but we drink a lot of plastic because, you know, my husband got sugar cells. So we got to have clean water. So I keep the plastic separate and the cans and shit like that too. And I keep them separate from the trash so that somebody could be game and go and grab them and do what they got to do with them. You know what I'm saying? Because I be thinking like that too. Like, I wish I knew some
that's
kids.
What,
that,
back in the,
that,
now, that's one thing I should have probably did the honest way, but that ain't the way I was getting it. I waited till the motherfucking, they had them old fucking sack and country sack full of them. I run down the, grab the motherfuckers and run down the street with the whole set by 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I just be throwing them out there because when I was a little young, I used to see like Asian people, the older
just,
people. They look like they dumpster diving, but they be getting money though. They be pulling out like shitting.
Check that. This is what we get ready to do. We get ready to get up into. I'm glad you hanging in with us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to go into the Westies. We going to go into, nigga, West of Death is what I like.
Oh, you like that? Thank you, man. That's the name of my album about to drop next month, man. West of Death.
I saw that. I like West of Death. And then Cross the Line, those are the two we getting ready to play right now.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all fucking with me.
No, man, you all good, man. We just want to, you know, put all of the every artist, West Coast, East Coast, down south, whatever.
Yeah.
We just trying
to
get
mad at you.
We just trying to get a platform. And once again, I'm gonna tell y'all, we might be going to Sirius XM. So we go there.
Hey, before you play that record, though, her name's DT, right? What song did it say that she heard that she wanted to make her want to come to Cali? What song was that with her? Was it for me or for him? Is she
Who you asking?
I asked her. She said it was a record that you'd be playing. I don't know if it was mine or her that make her want to come to Cali.
Oh, you got, well, everybody got one at least from California, but it's one that he plays by you, and I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, well, what would
it's
I
like,
do
it's kind
or
of
Nothing
a
to Lose?
You said what?
Was the song called Nothing to Lose or What Would I Do?
What we going to do? We going to jump into these songs. We going to jump into a couple of other songs. I'm going to give you a special. We'll go back and play those two songs.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you exactly which one it was, too.
Oh, that's cool. God. I appreciate the love, though, for real.
Well, that's what True West is all about, man. We love who we dealing with, you know. But there's so many people that they come on here and then you don't hear from them again. I be like, boop. And he's like,
nah, I'm a support, man, if they fucking
know. I know. You always call. So, you know, as long as you call, you would.
So before mine put me on, I've been here, shit.
Oh, yeah, man. And shout out to my boy K-9, man. That's my nigga, man.
He's the driver somewhere on the earth.
Oh, yeah. Well, he probably be out here tomorrow. You know what I mean? But that's going to be crazy. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-242-1597. We going to go, nigga, west to death. Nigga, I'm about to fall on my chair.
Nigga, that's my shit, nigga. Out of all those songs from the Westy EP, that's like
I'm
my
not
favorite
play that
song.
I'm going to play Cross the Line. I'm going to play Cross the Line, then I'm going to play West to Death. Because I got to go and get me another beer out the house. I got to brace myself. Because this is West to Death. You know what? Look, check this out.
Oh, my God.
Check this shit out. All y'all from wherever the fuck y'all from, y'all represent y'all spot, y'all neighborhood, y'all motherfucker where you came from. But when you from the West, it's like, I don't know, that shit like an atomic bomb.
Bloom.
and look, it ain't no disrespect. Ain't no disrespect to nobody and where they come from. It's just a whole different feeling when the motherfuckers say, you from Cali, you be like, yep. It seems like that shit is like the Holy Grail.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't be feeling like that, though. No. Because the other night, I like to sing niggas music, though. When the young niggas on here, they be like, yeah. I'm from Jurassic Park, and I'm like, what part of my neighborhood is that? I was like, this is
Houston. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was
all
you.
I was like, nigga, I'm from Hershelwood. That's why I said, well, I'm from Hershelwood, and dead end. I'm like, what's this Jurassic Park you speak of, sir?
Man, them youngsters is tight, and they so humble. I love them cats. Shouts out to Word of Mouth. They was on Wednesday.
Like, okay. They talk about, they call it Jurassic Park, and I was like, they do? Because I'm old
well,
now. Shit.
I don't.
You know,
you
got to put your twist to it.
I don't know where the goddamn shit is in Houston. I ain't been in Houston in probably 10
they,
years.
I'm telling you, they from my neighborhood. He said we from South Park, but you know, we call
why?
It, they call
it's
it Jurassic
gonna be
Park.
Some of your, go,
and I was
it's
like,
going to be some of your homies' kids. It's going to be some of your
that's
homies'
that's what
kids.
I was thinking.
I'm just saying. Well, this is what we're going to do,
like,
man. And man, once again, I want to say, man, I really appreciate all y'all holding me down over here, man. This is hard to do this shit by itself. When I'm looking at the other computer and I got music in my head, I can't even go and make the music because I got to fuck with y'all. This is what we going to do, man. Just because we gonna play Cross the Line. What's that? Yeah, Cross the Line. And then we going to play the shit that's nigga West of Devil. That's how all this shit got started. It ain't no show that I ever did, and I never threw up the West Side. Every show I ever did is a W on that motherfucker. I just say.
Wait. Not with Isaac.
Oh, shit. You crazy, man.
Oh, my God. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, play the music.
If we get ready to play Cross the Line, then we're going to play Western Ghetto.
I'm fucking with you.
Y'all motherfuckers, boy. It ain't cool when your ribs hurt, nigga. Hold on. Y'all got to be busting my ribs.
I play music. I play music with the rest of the best of them. I ride the back of Buffalo. I play the master.
No.
Oh,
man.
I'm not fucking with y'all. Let me play my man's song. We gonna talk about this in a bit.
They gonna pull up and shoot me with a blow dart.
I think he's out. I think he's out. Hey, don't cross the line.
Hello. My name is Robert Slankwell from WK Westy News. We have a problem here tonight. One of the Westy subjects on. Spring cones on frame in. There we go. Bodies on fire into the trash can. Buildings on fire. And yes, corners on the street. Somebody crossed the line.
I got nothing to lose, yeah, you know, big payback, bad news. Yeah, things we're living on Channel 9 News. This is how we move. Yeah, just one way to how the Westy moves. And bad luck for you with one cross move. I'm about to really know how these rules of pimps really do. Yeah, you know, you really get sticky, dude. Now you know who's trying to flex the cool. I'm serious when it's time to really serious trick a fool. Nigga, this Westy move, yeah, sticky move. Yeah, bitch, today's the shit, this is how we do. So don't text me, nigga, nah, I really do. How'd you hold this bit naked with one move? Now you know it's going to cool. Shit is going on smooth. Niggas wish is how we do. When it's time to ride, nigga. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm sorry. 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 I'm sorry.
cross the line. Let's walk the west. West side, till I die. Westies, baby. Yeah. Have a strange 12. BP Lady Ice in one capacity.
Welcome to California. Oh, no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood. The SA. All the way from the Diego to the Bay. From Venice all the way up to Palm Springs. We do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California! We go, we stay, no doubt. If you trip a sight, you stick, you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a swoop, take food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through Central, all the way down south. Pimp state, you can even say the land of the great. No small time shit, we moving big time way. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it.
Now, I'm about to play this goddamn song from the Westie. It's called West to Death. I'm about to get wasted there. Fuck all that. Nigga, I got my blunt roll now, so y'all motherfuckers can't say I did that. We get ready for Western Death. Western Death, True West Radio. Mr. Bow. Hey, y'all. In the building. All right, let's go.
Yeah, West Texas in the building, all my West niggas. West, you know what I'm saying? Straight LA, West Coast, baby. You better recognize. Yeah, I'm from the Cali, from Eastland of the 6-4 Cali, from G-Rod, and the low blow, we show. OG West Coast, OG dirty, you know. Tough in to LA, can't cut the show. Riding about in the backstage with some slum niggas, packing major heat. Real grind, you tell me, to get the cash and cheese. Get me 30 OGs, and we West getting money, sweet keys.
Personal vendetta never goes by the book. when you police and racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me, trying to get him off his head.
Black lives don't matter. No, it really don't. Black lives don't matter. No, it really don't. Black lives don't matter.
Yeah, that shit got to see everybody in America screaming, fuck the police. Fuck Tito, man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me, being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even, do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King, he wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy, he had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with the vest, kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I'm with it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get acquitted.
Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter.
To me, we can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sex claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bomb rush him. I bet he think twice next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my
nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. Saw love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs
back up in this motherfucker, man. I had to bang a couple of goddamn tracks. Two of my eyes, two of his. But I love all that shit right there, man. Last
player. Actually taking me back to when, shit, we actually did that little project, man. You took me all the way back. It's been like almost 3-4 years ago, but, man, you took me right back into that moment. And I'm like, damn, that shit's still banging to this day.
Well, you know, the thing about it, you got hits, but nobody will never hear them. And a lot of people, they always say dated. And that's the thing about artists. You can't say anything is dated. You know, me as being a half-ass artist and a producer, I do a rap thing and change my goddamn music 1,000 times, nigga. It don't matter because y'all don't know it because y'all ain't heard it.
Right.
Man, rap music is not dated. Ain't no such thing as rap music being dated. I feel like white people who really are not into rap music started saying stuff like that. Like executive people, not white people, but executives. Not people who like music know that makes no damn sense. Period.
Well, basically,
music
is
not dated.
Good music that doesn't have an expiration date anyway.
That's what I'm trying to get out. I can't even get it out because it makes me so mad to think about it when people say that about rap music. Because, see, rock and roll artists, they can go out there and sing and shit. And Earth, When We In The Fire can do a versus, and I was there for it. But they used to act like hip-hop couldn't do that shit. Like, you get 30, 40, and it's over. Like, hell nah, I just got some season on me.
I got damn near 15 albums. You know, I just sit up there. Sometimes I'll be like, I don't like the beat no more, so I just change the beat.
Like I said, man, it just felt good to hearing that because it's been a minute for me hearing those songs that we did a minute ago. And I really played them. And there's people out here that's rocking them, whoever got them when we put them out there, when we were selling little CDs on the streets and shit. But, like, really putting it to the platform now, that's what I'm about to do to reinvoke the whole situation of what it is. Because, like I said earlier in the show, like, when we came out with this and we was out here doing shows, a lot of people was liking the shit, man. And I was tripping out. I'm like, well, damn. They liking it to where it got the priority because, you know, some niggas at the priority that I know, priority / Capitol Records know me still from when I used to fuck with them back in the day. They heard and they wanted to give us a deal, a 360, but I was like, if y'all want to take it, we could do it. But if not, I ain't tripping. We could just keep doing this thing independently. But, you know, we just still here, man, but just by going back to those records, I'm saying it just brought me back to a good place when shit was popping, which is like 3 or 4 years ago, was real good for everybody. And it's just like, damn, so now I'm just rebirthing the whole thing, man. And that's with them, but I got my own solo album, which is called West to Death, will be dropping June 30th on all major platforms. And that's going to be my shit.
That single, West to Death,
is going to be on that album, West to Death album.
You actually did a good job, you know, with all of that stuff right there, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I love it. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's real shit right there, man, to hear that from another person. Because, not to cut you off, Scratch, I just want to say this. You know how hard it is to get any other artist or artist period to like another artist's music? Because, the egotism of shit be in niggas' minds all the time because we all do certain things.
What?
So niggas be like, well, that's his vibe, but I better, you know, that. They always have it in their head.
I don't know if Sweepy know it, but if your shit was white, what would I say?
Oh man, he would tell you.
We're gonna tell you.
Yeah, they were all quiet. They would all say something. It wouldn't be really mean though. Like they would really, honestly tell people things to improve it or something. Like, you know what I mean?
If you cocky, I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah, nah, he's gonna
humble,
shut you down.
I'll break it down.
Well, nah, I appreciate it. I take criticism. I'm able to accept that if there's any given.
A lot of people can't because it don't matter. Even me, I don't give a fuck what I did in my past and who I fuck with. Do you know I still take creative criticism?
Wow.
I'm not in that. I'm too humble to not be humble. And that's point being said is, you know, you so humble that everybody else think that you're not who you were or something like that. I don't care about who I used to be because all that shit was in the past. So if I got a paycheck from in the past, I'm going to get a paycheck in the future for what I did. It don't fucking matter. Right now, we're trying to do what's up for today and then what we're going to do tomorrow. So yesterday is yesterday.
Right.
You know, talk, man, and I get it and I feel it, man. And like I said, I appreciate you guys fucking with it, you know, and playing it and having me on here and all that, man. I appreciate it much. It's just,
well,
you're
part of the fam. The only time you get exclusive for the fam is when you don't show up. You ain't got to show up every day. There's so many motherfuckers that we done got them heard. They could probably be rich as fuck right now. But they ain't come back to True West and say, thanks to y'all, we got a deal.
We talking about
me on the slick, man.
Huh? Nah,
it's all
talking
good.
About me on the slick. So I don't be showing up.
No, I mean, you know.
I just want to say this, man. And now, when you was talking about the niggas be, you know, low-key hating or whatever, I have a homie that's like that, bro, because of another nigga. Now, the other homie we had seen, he was kicking it with the homie that I'm talking about. So I had just did, matter of fact, I had just did that song, What Would I Do? And I was just playing it. I wasn't even playing it for them niggas to, like, hear because they was talking and I was just playing it. So the homie, like, nigga, turn that shit off. That shit whack. Oh, nigga, start playing his little bullshit. And he was like, yeah, nigga, if you don't like it, nigga, I'm telling you the truth. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, nigga, I see how you really are now.
Mm-hmm.
You mad because this shit is better than your shit. And you just barely hearing it. And you already hating. I ain't even playing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even playing it for them. I was just playing it. You know, because they was talking and I'm, you know, waiting till they finish. So I'm playing my shit, listening to it so I can... I was going to introduce it to him, but, you know, the hate came in quickly,
This is
the kicker, though. Me and Maestro did that song. That beat, What Would I Do, came from Quick, my nigga. So what I'm telling you, when we did that song and I got it out to different radio stations and different places like it is now, guess what? Everybody else is turning it on while this nigga telling me to turn it off and see how God works. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the thing about this whole music game is, first of all, if you believe in yourself, you're going to believe in yourself. And everything that people do is called power moves because I do power moves like a motherfucker.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? So when you start believing in yourself and then you start doing power moves, those are the things that count. So nobody around you really don't count. Because if you want people around you, the thing about it is make it good for you to where the people around you will be just as happy. It's like True West Radio, my nigga.
I feel you, dog. It was just funny that, you know, when you was talking about what you were saying, that just brought me back to that moment. I just thought I'd share it. Because, like I said, everybody that I played it for, all of that I played it for and who I solicited it to, they playing it like a motherfucker. They liking it all the way to North Carolina, South Carolina, all overseas,
well,
wherever they playing that shit. And I'm like, damn.
Bro, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time for all of us. Man, you don't know how many rappers is on this goddamn line. They just quiet as fuck. Mr. Everywhere, he quiet as a motherfucker. He a producer and et cetera and entrepreneur. And then, And then 86 is in this motherfucker. He ain't saying
I'm up
a
in
goddamn
here.
Thing.
Hey.
See? Yo, Sweetie, been talking.
I'm right here.
JoJo ain't
I'm down here.
Hey, well, like I said, man, I just appreciate all y'all fucking with
it,
fucking with me, and everything,
and not,
man.
Not the biggest mouth on True West Radio. Goddamn confetti ain't said a motherfucking thing, either. He said something earlier.
Man,
I'm talking about him not showing up.
That nigga be like, that nigga dropped his phone on the floor. Where's my damn phone at?
Ah, it's some bullshit.
Hey, Scratch.
What up, man?
Hey, man, you think it'd be too much of a move if you could play one more song, man, before I get up out of here, though?
As long as it's up in there. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left. What song you want me to play? It got to be one we played already.
It got to be one we played already?
Yeah, I only loaded four songs up.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Unless you talk about one of the songs that I played a couple of weeks ago, last week or whatever.
Yeah, if you got one of them on deck, I love it. But if not, we can run that Rush to Death back, man. And y'all enjoy y'all Memorial Day weekend. And God bless, peace, and love to each and every one of
you. Oh, it's all good life I would.
Hey, next month,
I
man.
I
want
to buy right now. Y'all want to
in June, you got to have me back, man, and so I can do that another interview with my boy Maestro, man.
No, it's all good, man. You know, we
I
want to
play some of my
here.
Music
after
the Death album. All right,
look, check this out. Check this out. God damn it. Some of them just changed again. Are you fucking serious? Oh, this shit is crazy. I hate blog talk. I can't wait to get to see you.
Yeah, blog talk, janky.
Yeah, this shit is fucking crazy. That motherfucker just changed on me. I didn't even know.
I used to be
on time with all this shit, but this shit right here is wild. All right, Mr. Bart, what we got? Nothing to lose?
Or what would I do?
That's what you want? What would I do? We got 5 minutes.
What would I do, Mr. Boss, man? We gonna
play this. We gonna come back and we getting ready to get the fuck out of here. Y'all can hang around for the after hours. Nobody hang around for the after hours. But that's when the true shit come out. True West Radio Friday.
ways. Make me feeling better when I'm facing my dark days. And not living right in the right way. Every time I see you, will hug and smile and say everything will be okay. By the way, from your presence, most definitely straight up make my day. From the positive energy that you give away. Every time I'm feeling lost and straight away. You will dare and have my back like every day. That's why I gotta have my love for you every day. You're so hot, you the fire to my flame. A good girl, Jay, with mad positive, all type of things. Always keep me on game. When I was feeling lost and out the game, you would help me do my thing. When they told me I was nothing, you always told me I was something. That's why I was in love. I straight up love.
Find a way to hang up. When I say the show is over, that don't mean that the show is over. Stay on the fucking line.
Man, if you can't pass the blunt, we gone.
Wait a minute, how they go? First of all, they cut the show early. They cut that shit off early as fuck. But remember we used to talk about Donald Trump and they used to cut it out? They will cut our motherfucking ass off.
Oh, yeah, they used to cut it.
And look, when I played Black Lives Don't Matter, right? Mm-hmm. They took that shit off the YouTube. Them motherfuckers took my whole video off the YouTube.
Oh wow! Can I drop?
The black lives when I black lives don't matter. They took my whole video off.
I'm still here, nigga. I'm at the after party, nigga. Oh, yeah. I'm in the after party, nigga.
Wait a minute. Them niggas took my damn video off of YouTube. I'm fucking pissed off.
I'm in the after party, nigga.
The whole video?
The whole video. They took it off. You can't even get on that moment. You can't even look at it.
Nigga, I'm signing autographs and grabbing ass cheeks from fly ladies. What are you at?
Damn. Hey, look, there's only one fine lady in here she taking, so unless you trying to grab some niggas' ass, that's on you.
Nah, you got me fucked up. You better find some.
At this point in time, I got to go.
Wait a minute. Them niggas took my video off of YouTube.
They didn't take just the one part. They took the whole video off.
Like the whole show. Thing now. So if you go to Key Scratch YouTube and do type in Black Lives Don't Matter, that motherfucker's gone.
Well, the garden, if y'all are into YouTube and that sort of thing, let me tell y'all now. You have to be careful the type of words that you use and stuff. They even take subscribers away from me. People that I actually know. Like, if you say the word, I'm subscribing to you, or I love what you write, I'm subscribing now, they remove the comments. And they remove them as a they try to anyway. Like, people tell me, I've been here.
Them motherfuckers took my damn views. They took my whole Black Lives Don't Matter. It ain't no. They gave me a warning, and then they said, okay, well, you just gotta make it to where, you know what I'm saying, it'll be appropriate for certain use. I changed that. Oh, nigga, they took my whole goddamn song off of YouTube. That's why I blame.
Oh, YouTube don't really want you to talk no more.
They took it down to Black Lives Don't Matter. Really?
They took it down. They took it down and said your song don't matter.
My song don't matter. Your song don't matter.
That's the shit they be on though. They've been doing that.
You know what it was? I think it was the reality of how I did the first part of the video. I had the people hanging from the tree. I got them, the police kicking the fuck out of people and doing
they
all
took
that.
The music video off. Nigga, I thought you were saying they removed the show because you played the song because they did that
no,
to me.
No, the video. When they took my video down.
Wow.
And I'm like,
okay.
I got all this shit off of YouTube. How come that shit is still up, but my shit is down?
Did you cite it when you posted it? The clip that you used?
I hit the YouTube motherfuckers today. I'm like, why is my shit down? And then motherfucker hit me back and said, well,
you want to know why your shit got shut down? Because it's too real, and at that time, you know, the world was going through bullshit, homie, and they didn't want nothing to be, like, on that positive shit out there because they was on the negative shit.
Right.
They just passed a law that makes it, like, where you can't talk about this stuff. Or, like,
man,
you can't teach it in school and all this type of shit. So that's why I took your video down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense now. I just didn't understand what you were saying.
Kind of
like,
what?
But I told you what
they took his
like,
video down, Confetti, the movie video, because he showed
like,
content
so
like in the past.
My First Amendment rights don't mean nothing. I know they was mad because of what I said and what my boy G said. But it was the video that made it more crazy because we wasn't even in the video. I just got clips. So I put a gang of fucking YouTube clips together and made our video. And then the girl at the end, she's like an African girl. She goes, Black Lives Matter is a joke. You know what I'm saying? When a white person killed a black person, it comes Black Lives Matter. And that's the reason why I made the fucking song. Because the white motherfuckers, if a white motherfucker kill a black motherfucker, here come Black Lives Matter. They up there with they goddamn trying to do their shit. So if a black motherfucker kill a black motherfucker, they don't show up for that. So that's my point. Black lives don't matter. It don't matter to the motherfuckers that's killing black. It don't matter to the blacks that's killing black. It don't matter. Black lives don't matter.
See, I don't agree with that only because this is about police brutality in our neighborhood. And everybody has a reason to take it away from that when that's what it's all about. But I understand what you're saying, though. I understand, but I'm just saying that's the only thing I disagree with. Because
if I was Black
this
Lives
is what it's
Matter,
about.
If I was Black Lives Matter, if a motherfucker got killed around the corner right now, guess where I'd be? Over there representing Black Lives Matter. If somebody got killed in front of your motherfucking house, what would you do? You go up there and you represent Black Lives Matter if that's what the fuck you believe in.
But
Black
if
lives
a police
don't
officer
matter,
being killed them, then that's
it,
not
it,
what
it,
they're doing.
Black
this is
lives
about police
matter,
brutality.
I know it is, but see, Black Lives Matter should be mean more than Black Lives Matter. So
now if somebody
if
should start
black,
something
if
to,
any
for
black
on black
motherfucker. If any black motherfucker gets shot, them motherfuckers should be right there too.
This is what
and
I'm saying.
Be just about
you need to break it down and deal with the shit accordingly. That is too much shit to say that one organization should tackle all of that. If you feel that way, you and people that you know, because you know people that's powerful, y'all should start something that's for black on black crime. That's just for that.
Course. As soon as I get a dime over lunch money,
that's what I'm saying.
As soon as I get a dime over lunch money, it's going down.
Scratch.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you is that organization will fall under Black Lives Matter. It's an umbrella for other things, but that was about police brutality. And it's too much stuff going on in the neighborhood to say that.
We couldn't go under Black Lives Matter, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we couldn't go under Black Lives Matter. They got their own thing. We'll start our own shit to where if the police is fucking up, we there. If black people is fucking up with black people, we there. If the Mexican killed a black motherfucker, we going to be there. It's what we got to do is show up and let people know it ain't just about white people killing black people, white police killing black people. It's not about that. It's about everybody who getting killed.
Hey, can we start like with the? We got to start with like the music industry, like because the executives is our age that's behind pulling the strings at these record companies, and they got to know that the music they push it is murder, kill this. I got a body, get it in blood. So if y'all keep, you know what I'm saying? I'm like. If y'all, you know, y'all part of the problem. Y'all are not
they
definitely
are the
part
problem.
Of the solution. So
that is the problem. Let me tell you what the problem
you sacrificing.
Is. A person
sacrificing
like that Tekashi dude who supposed to be having supervised and he got protection, but they steady have him in the news doing stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah, they just
because
rubbing it in our face of like, look, we let this little snake come and infiltrate y'all's little hip-hop fraternity. Y'all will open up your arms to any weirdo. Look at him. He's like a mole that came in here and infiltrated this gang and just got all these dudes washed up. And y'all are just, you think about a biker gang, you think about a street gang, you think about any other fraternity, you got to have some prerequisites. You got to come with something showing that you about something to just get welcomed into the fold. You can't just come. You got to be a prospect. You got to do something. But these niggas just waking up, getting ranked automatic, and they ain't even worthy of the status and the responsibility that come with
the status that they have, and we got to just start just easing up on, you know what I mean? Like we can't now. Nah, it's a new day. Y'all not finna just, you know, market murder of, you know what I'm saying, future kings and whoever they could be, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them dudes ain't,
because a lot
they
of them ain't doing nothing about what they speaking.
Well,
y'all out
I
there
mean,
killing, I mean, you know. Go ahead.
People,
I'm not bad. I'm
people are, the whole thing about it is, you got people like us that's half-ass sane. You got people that's insane. You got people that hear voices that they ain't supposed to be hearing. And
mm-hmm.
the twist
Man.
Is, if you go back 20 years, it wasn't that much going on like that.
Let me ask you this.
It's either you a killer or you not.
No, see, ago. And that's the thing. You just waking up and you just being a, you know what I'm saying? There ain't nobody doing nothing. You just killing somebody just to be doing it. These dudes are just trying to get a body just for whatever, you know what I'm saying? And
I understand that.
Let me ask this. How do you feel like a woman could raise a single woman could raise a man?
Yes.
In this world. By themselves.
Yes.
Like,
they can, but they shouldn't.
Yes.
That's the point.
Okay.
When
I was by myself, my mama raised me.
We in a different era now. I'm talking about
the new era. Now make yourself specific. The new era, no, they can't.
I got to tell you like the young girl said, I said what I said. They can and they do, but they shouldn't. And, you know, it's two people,
let me tell
you know,
something.
To decide who raised the child.
I'm going to tell you something. If I don't give a fuck where I was. If I was cutting up in the middle of a motherfucking grocery store or whatever, my mama would fuck me up right there.
Right there.
Guess
yeah.
what? Nobody didn't say shit in the grocery store right now.
Now, yeah. They all in your business. Yeah, it's true. But they going to beat their ass in the street. They going to be the one beating on them. See what I'm saying?
If
when
you
let them
fuck
grow
around
uh-huh.
and you uh-huh. take your kid home and then you fuck them up when they get home, all they got to do is say, my mom and my dad fucked me up, look.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I remember this one time.
You know.
Okay, I brought my little brother back in the store, y'all, my stepbrother. I was dragging him in the store. I was tearing his ass up, and all the old women at Walgreens, they was looking at me like I was crazy, you know, because he was special needs or whatever. And I was pushing him in there, and I was like, give it back. And I was like, I'm going to beat your ass again in front of everybody. I don't care who's looking. He's standing there looking like he's pregnant. So he pull a ball from under her jacket, and he throw a ball at her or whatever. And another toy that he had in his back pocket, he throw them both on the counter. And
Joey was stealing?
Him, yeah, he was stealing. And at first they seen me kicking his ass, and they was looking at me crazy. They was talking shit. And then when he started throwing toys back, and I was still tearing his ass up, and they was like, you did the right thing. You did the right. I'm like, bitch, I know I did the right thing. Fuck y'all. All in my motherfucking business.
Nigga, when? If your mama came to the school, they would fuck you up in the school. My mama fucked me up at school.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was good. Ain't nobody come to the school for me.
I slapped the shit out this girl. Mm-hmm. Her name was Juliet. Her name was Juliet, nigga. I was in the fourth grade. And she was big as fuck, bro. And she smelled like pee all the time.
Oh my god.
She was tall as fuck. And I think she had like a little low key crush on me and shit. One day she pushed me down. I'm like, I don't like you, but she pushed me down. And I stepped up. See, I'm telling you this, how tall this goddamn girl was. I had to stand on the goddamn chair, and I socked the fuck out of her ass. Wow! I'm like, this bitch just pushed me down. Everybody was scared of Juliet. She was like Lurch. You know who Lurch is? She's like a girl Lurch, nigga. Like, you should be in college. You ain't supposed to be in elementary. That bitch was so strong, she pushed me down. And I jumped right up on the goddamn chair, and I socked the fuck out of her. Wow! So guess what happened? Here come my mama. Oh, it's all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Back in our day, if you got whooped at school by your people, so when you go to school the next morning, you be embarrassed like a motherfucker. Like, your mama fucked you up yesterday. I'm just saying. But, man, my kids is grown, and they still scared of me, so I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? My grandkids too. They be like, I ain't fucking with Papa. They be like, go and ask your Papa. They be like, I don't even want to go in there with him. But that's
shit, no.
That's
your
the thing about
ass.
It.
I wouldn't go in there with you either.
They come out here, they want some money, and they want to play some drums or play the computers and shit. But the thing about it is, today, when it comes down to kids, it's way different than it was when we was kids. Because when we was kids, you would get fucked up anywhere. Now, it's like, oh, you got to spank them 3 times, and then you'll be all right. Nigga, my mama fucking socked me in the eye, dude. Bow! Type of shit. When the whoopings didn't hurt no more, she was like, all right, the whoopings don't hurt. I'm about to sock your ass out. Bam. So that's the difference between now and then, because these people don't. They can't take control of their kids.
That's the difference between physical abuse and verbal abuse, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's less too extreme, because too much in either one ain't going
to
work.
It damn near, who had a choice to go, like, to Sunday school? I mean, like, and...
We had no choice. You going to Sunday
choice.
School, that's it.
Okay, so a lot of stuff stopped. It don't matter. I'm not saying religion. I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying a spiritual connection, some kind of morals and principles. It just became optional, you know what I'm saying? And people start, I think that was me and you, Scratch, talking about, like, if you get on somebody else's kid, they going to get on you. Like, how dare you chastise my kid? You ain't got no business. Don't be judging my kid. And it's really, I'm not judging them. I'm judging your parenting, because damn it. Stay out here out of pocket.
Yeah, because you're
supposed
to respect your elder.
See, it's the thing, because it's the thing, y'all. Some people just do too much. Like, even when paddling was legal in school, they tried to keep it a secret from me. You know how adults used to think they was whispering and shit? I have an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
He only, like, 7 years older than me. So when he was 12, he got paddled in school, and he couldn't use the bathroom. And they took him to the doctor, and they broke his tailbone a little bit because he was skinny.
Mm.
So, yeah, he had to be in the hospital, so it's things like that. Why I understand why people don't let people put their hands on their kids. But as far as that, don't say nothing to them. Like, no, someone needs to say something to their ass.
I remember when I was in school, I didn't want to get paddled. I had to give him my crossing guard, my little crossing guard uniform over in Houston. I didn't want to get paddled. I couldn't cross the little chicks no more. Man.
you ain't getting no girls till you got 30, nigga. Shut up.
Hey, I'm just telling you, man. You know, I was a crazy dog. So I wouldn't let Coach Ray. I remember I wouldn't let Coach Ray paddle me.
Well,
you
know,
let me paddle. Yeah, give up the crossing guard.
He was the hall monitor, nigga. He was like, where you going? You can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, what the fuck is
that,
man?
That nigga's the hall monitor.
I think I
ended
up
the hall monitor. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Shit. If I was a hall monitor, we'd have been in the blender. If I told you I had to go the other way, you better go, goddamn it.
If you see anybody other than the teacher up in the hallway, you'll be, hey, come here.
Mm.
What you doing out here in the hallway? I'm going to the
bathroom.
Now they got pissed.
I'll be gone.
Uh-uh. We got to go back. You were sitting up there. But the goddamn rent-a-cop, you was a rent-a-cop up in the school, nigga, like a little kid.
Yeah.
That nigga a cop right now, nigga. That nigga.
I was a high monitor, and I ain't want to do it neither. I was mad as hell. I had to. People I ain't even like. I had to take them to the office and shit. That's why the teacher made me the high monitor, because the high monitor had to take people to the office. So all the kids that used to fuck with me, I had to walk into the office.
Come on, damn! You look, man.
And I didn't even want to do the shit. I didn't even realize it until I got grown that's what happened. Cause I was like, damn, I could have been antagonizing the fuck out of her.
You'd have been talking
me to the
damn
office. No fuss for me no more.
Goddamn, my mother, they were so scared, nigga. I'll beat your ass right in this office.
How about to say, I'd probably be one of witness, try to keep his whole mind just kid.
No, let me tell y'all, this is the thing, though. The thing, she used to give me the paper. Like, you know, the teacher would fill it out and sign it. And then, like, she would give it to whoever. She would be like, check whatever they did to you. Like, she'll let you feel their fate. Like, if you want them to know, like, the person punched me, they kicked me, they this, they whatever. And she'd be like, here. Check what they did to you. But she was really supposed to do it.
Oh, it was
like, this lady was, she was kind of dirty. Now I think about it, she was dirty.
They got to be fighting like a motherfucker. We're like, oh, is that right? We're about to fight.
Man, she knew I was,
it was all about
she knew
scrapping.
I wasn't going. That's the only way I would have got him back,
scrapping.
And I didn't even realize it.
Man, I know. I started thinking about. I was like, damn, these niggas doing all this shit to me. I was like, my father told me, he said, just fuck their ass up. And I started thinking like that. I'm like, all right, I'm about to fuck their ass up. That was the most beautiful thing that my father said. And I told my son the same thing, because it was these motherfuckers fucking with him and when he was in middle school, and he had already gotten in trouble for fighting. So I told him, I was like, look, son, I said, when you get to school tomorrow, wait until it's like lunchtime when you're around a gang of girls and knock that motherfucker out. He was like, for real, Dad? I said, yep, I'm taking full responsibility for it. I didn't see it. But I had to go up to the school and talk to the teachers. He gave that motherfucker the coolest one piece special ever. And the nigga start crying with all the girls around. So guess what? All the girls like own this thinking now, you know what I mean? That's why I said Wait till you get around lunchtime and knock that motherfucker the fuck out. Soon as he come up, ask the nigga, what you saying? And then just sock his ass. You dirty back in. My family, my people, my brothers, they from Christian Mafia. Some blood game. You like, for real?
That's when my boxing game got the best. When you let chicks around,
I was like, see it.
I said, wait till. And sock the fuck out of his ass. And he was like, for real? I was like, I'm going to take, I think he was like 12, 13. And I was like, take full responsibility. I come up to school and everything. And nigga was like, yeah, nigga, he started talking shit to him. Because he called me when he got home because I had to go up to the school and get him. He said, I did what you said. That shit was tight. He said, damn, that was tight. He was like, this nigga, I was like, dude, I told you he was a bitch. And then I went up there. When I went to go pick my son up, I took like about six of my niggas with me. If his people was Crenshaw Mafia niggas, you know what I mean? When we got my son, we rolled out. But point being, whatever the point was, the point being is, motherfuckers can't be, it's our destiny to do what we trying to do. And once again, I really appreciate y'all having my back on this shit, you know what I mean? Because I don't like doing this shit. It's starting to get more and more fun, especially with y'all motherfuckers, because y'all be on some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know. When the motherfuckers hit that motherfucker and they say we got the X in, when they say we got that serious, it's going to be way different.
I had to take me a little break because I ain't want to be taking it out on everybody else, that bullshit. But, you know, you can always call me or Chris if you need some help with something, especially something like the radio show.
Oh, we get ready. We just go jump from this to that. We just get ready to go. We get ready to upgrade. That's almost like, all right, I got a 2000 motherfucking Honda, and I'm about to get a 2021 Honda. Oh shit, hell yeah! Like I got a 21 year upgrade. We gonna do the same thing.
21 year.
Yeah, we just have more. We have more sponsors. We have more people. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter where you at in the world, you could go to Siri, go to True West Radio. That shit gonna be like, beep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shit be, they got it on people's phones and everything now, so that'll be live. It'll be good for you anyway, but it's gonna be funny. You watch everybody who don't be trying to call in and start trying to call in.
They don't even have to call in. They can just be, you could just be in your car rolling.
Now, people don't want people to hear their voice on the XM is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga shit.
I'm just sitting up here. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to get that right call. I've been talking to the motherfuckers, but I'm just they trying to see if we actually capable of holding down the station. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that we got on here and we interviewing and talking and clowning and all that old shit, we serious sometimes. And that's what they looking for. They just trying to see the personalities that we got on here.
Right.
Shit, I want to be a personality. I love to be making a track right now. It's just doing this fucking show. But it's all good. If it's going to get us to a higher platform, that means that even everything that we doing that's independent music, it's getting ready to go even more mainstream than what it's doing right now. This ain't mainstream.
Well, I would just say you should look at it like this. You know, this got your company name on it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever got your company name on it, it's not going to be its best unless you all the way into it. So you got to think about it like that. It's another part of your production, basically.
Yeah, I really feel that because the only thing I'm just trying to do is make sure all of us get uplifted. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about scratch. This ain't about me trying to build something from scratch. I'm trying to build something for y'all. And even the motherfuckers who ain't this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
They scratch. If it wasn't for you, I just got a deal. You take a couple of thousand. You know what I mean? This is not about scrap. This is not about True West. It's about everybody that's rolling with us. That's what this is about.
Oh, man, I connect to so many people, and they act like they don't even know me. And y'all know I connect to so many people.
Well, see, that's the reason. Sweetie, don't even worry about
them. I don't.
Because when we get up on that other ladder, and then you can listen to that shit in your car if you subscribe. Everybody get ready to come right back to you and be like, hey, how you doing? Who this? Hey, what's up? How you doing? Who this? See, I heard y'all little shit. Nah, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
They already do. And let me tell you something, too. In the beginning, like with social media, when I first met y'all, I was building my social media back then, first with Twitter and stuff. Facebook is usually, it's mostly my friends and family and people who I met actually doing this because that's the platform they use. But I was doing Twitter. And long story short, some of the people from Twitter are connected to my YouTube somehow, and a lot of them were in India. So Indian people, you know, they into flowers and shit and gardening and all the stuff that I'm doing. So it's people all over the United States right now, which is why they take the subs from me, because they don't know if my account is fake or if their account is fake, because the support, is they can't calculate it, basically, and I'm not paying them for advertising. And as far as me posting videos or stuff that I'm growing, I've only been doing that for three or four months.
You the motherfucker that hooked me up with Chingy. You the motherfucker that hooked me up with Big Mike. You the one that hooked me up with Judah the Priest. Nigga, you the one that got motherfuckers on there. I think you didn't get Chingy on there with me.
I don't know about that one. I can't remember that. But I
Big
Mike, yeah.
And Judah Priest.
Mm-hmm.
What about
him? I brought them to scratch, like, you know, just to.
That's when we first started True West Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck brought Chingy. I know old girl, she brought Yo-Yo.
Well, that's how I know I smoked a lot of weed. You talking about that right there, nigga? I don't even remember that.
Chingy?
Man, I don't remember. Y'all remember what Chingy was on?
No,
you talking about him from St. Louis?
What's the other dude's name? There was a lot of people on, man.
I know, nigga. It's been 5 years worth of shit. It's five years worth of shit. We went all the way from We Talk Radio when Kia didn't want us to cuss. And I say, fuck that. We about to make True West Radio.
Lenny Williams was on. Oh, Lenny. Sweet Lenny.
Huh?
Lenny Williams.
Oh, yeah, Lenny Williams on here. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go and get a gang of these motherfuckers, like some of the old shit, and I'm gonna listen to them, and then we just gonna piece all the motherfuckers together, and I'm just gonna have it like a broadcast to where, like on a Saturday or Sunday or something, you gonna listen to that shit.
That would be so cool.
We had so many funny ass moments.
Man. Cassidy was on.
Cassidy was on, yep. RBX was on.
Yep.
Battle Cat was on.
Yep, I remember that.
Yo-Yo
and he dropped so many jewels, I couldn't even ask him any questions because he was just telling us a lot of stuff. Like, I was writing.
No, he called me by my real name. I was mad than a motherfucker, too.
Man, everybody know your name. It's on Google, man.
I know, but I'm just saying, you ain't supposed to say it. My motherfucking Wino, he was with Scotty last week. And he said, man, you know Scratch? And that nigga said, yeah, I know. And he said my real name. I was like, your real name is Brian Dobbs, nigga.
I say, at least you got a name that people can pronounce. My name is Easy, and people still fuck it up. They add extra letters to it. It's like, how can you add extra letters to it?
Marquita,
I'm like, where do you see
ain't no
that? Where
you in that, motherfucker?
Where do you see all of that?
I don't. See, the thing about it is, like, just say if I went and killed somebody, and they said, King Scratch, do you know his real name? You'd be like, damn, I really don't know his real name. So I want to keep motherfuckers. I want motherfuckers not to know my name.
Oh,
all they
got to
do is say King Scratch. If they pull me over, they fuck with me, they just see the tat. So they know that it's me. But I want you to be like, oh, yeah, what a real name is. Oh, shit.
Dang, you can't live a celebrity lifestyle if your name on Google. When you just Google it and say, who is King Scratch? It's going to start telling you. What? I'm telling you what. Do it. Do it. Everybody do it. And they watch. And the funny part about it, he's going to be standing next to a car and everything. I was like, look at this. Because it did it. You know how Google
be fine. We was actually on air. If we was on air, I'd be mad as fuck.
No, I know you ain't on air. I ain't on air. But look, I'm telling you how it happened. You know how Google be recording you just when you say stuff or whatever? I said something. We're going to do the radio with King Scratch. And the thing, it beeped. And it was like, King Scratch. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like,
that gave you all the
information. I was like, this nigga famous. I was like, hell no.
I ain't tripping. Long as y'all know, I tell you my name. I ain't tripping. Y'all my motherfucker.
Man, you famous. It's out there.
You
the
famous.
Real deal.
I ain't famous. I wish I was, because if I was famous, I'd be rich. I don't give a fuck about
money. No, that's if you're rich and famous.
That's
if you're rich and famous. You can just be famous.
Yeah, well.
The people that's the richest ain't famous, though, it seems like to me.
Well, you know, all the things that we're doing and all the stuff that we're putting together, I believe it's going to come true because all the people that's rich and famous is actually falling off, especially over here on the West, because ain't nobody did shit. Dr. Dre ain't did a motherfucking thing. Ice Cube ain't did a motherfucking thing. it's a whole lot of people over here who's supposed to be the quote-unquote leaders of the West Coast, and nobody's doing a fucking thing. And that's good. Y'all keep on doing it because I got some shit. I'm taking the West over. That's all I have to say.
Well, you know, everybody is doing their own little thing. You know, everybody's not really doing typical music these days.
See, let me tell you something, Sweepy, and everybody else, whoever on here. They not hungry no more.
No, they're not.
When you fucking around and you trying to make it, they not hungry no more. So they not getting ready to make nothing. Dre already got money. Cube already got money. My nigga Ren, that nigga sick. I'm going just through the, NWA. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Crazy D, the Mexican, was on the cover. You know, he ain't doing too great. Candyman, that motherfucker, he just can't get right.
He's stupid. He's like, he ain't right, though. He just can't get, he ain't gonna get right.
So, if you look at the whole, then Jinx, he's a bitch. I'm gonna slap him when I see him. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna be like, whoever with me, I'm gonna be like, here, take my phone. I'm about to slap the fuck out this nigga. I'm gonna have that shit on there, nigga. I'll take this motherfucker and go to jail. I just wanna slap him. But Twist Bean is, you know, it's what the fuck? It don't matter what you did then. It's what you doing now.
You
know what
I mean? You know, you gotta take, you should give a lecture to these people these Houston rappers who think that they did something back in the 90s that they still the same thing that they was back then, and they just don't know that a lot of these people from our area, they don't even know who they were because things didn't progress that in that fashion. So whereas people still know who NWA is and stuff, they don't even know who certain people are from Houston, from their own city.
Mm-hmm. You know, because
they're not active.
It's not what you've done. That's why I never really pull the pom-poms out and fucking dance about me being the NWA, doing Tupac shit, doing XYZ. What the fuck did that matter? That's what I did. What the fuck can I do now? I'm trying to get some money right now. So fuck all that shit I did back then. It's only good for people who store struck, even though I wasn't even a store. I was just a part of something that's in hip-hop history.
To be honest, not even being starstruck, you get your just due. Because when people should be able to look you up, you should be associated as, you know, and that sort of thing. People should be able to contact you just from that. It should be that way. Because you did the same thing everybody else did. Shit, you was there and you put in work and you probably gonna be paid for it.
Thing that I really focus on is tomorrow. And then when tomorrow come, I focus on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And when the next day come, I focus on tomorrow. Because tomorrow is where this shit need to be. I'm not looking at that shit in the past. I don't care. I don't care who I dealt with. Yeah, I did something for Tupac. God damn, a candy man. Used to be NWA. That shit means nothing to me. Tomorrow is what the fuck is getting ready to make the shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Not yesterday. Not today. Tomorrow. We got to do that. That's the thing that I want to tell
people. I'm just saying, people shouldn't be handling you like a new nigga. They should handle you like who you are, you know? Because you've been active the whole time. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, and I love talking to people about it. It's not like I won't stop talking to people about, you know, my past. But
you know how they be trying to hide shit, though? Like, you know, and when you bring it up to people, for real, they kind of look like, you know, it's just how it goes.
Yeah, I know.
They conveniently leave a lot of shit out, so and people don't get what they deserve.
It's a whole lot of shit that y'all don't know that I never told y'all, but it's gonna come out, and it's not being, you know, selfish. It's not being, you know, like I'm holding something from my motherfucking folks because y'all my folks. So it's nothing like that. It's just when I tell this story that I know that nobody else know, I need some money in my pocket. That means I can shoot y'all something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want nobody to hear what the hell I got to say. I got, what the motherfucker say, 8 million stories on some motherfucking Curtis Blow? 8 million stories. I got stories. I only tell y'all, I tell y'all stories I know I can tell y'all, you know, but I got some stories I can tell about this whole fucking game over here on the West Coast. And the motherfucker might try to kill me for telling it. I got stories.
They still are out on the streets? Is any, you know, the people you talking about?
Well, they dead, if they in jail, if they around, they can send the goons to try to get me to shut me the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, too.
I got stories.
Well, we talking about Dick. We talking about Dick Shug.
Oh, Shug's my nigga. I don't know what you talking about. Shug's my nigga.
Oh. Okay. I forgot you did say that one time.
Well, I said it a lot of times. Shit is my nigga. I ain't worried about shit. There's a couple of things shit don't know, but he's still my nigga.
I feel like if you a big nigga and your name is Marion or some shit like that, you just got to be like that. And people got to accept it. Because people don't try to play you.
Well, you know, when you get up to my age, certain shit just don't matter no more. You know what I'm saying? You start. Even when I was younger, I'd be like, dude, I ain't scared of nobody. I ain't scared of nothing. But being my age now, I ain't scared of nobody. I ain't scared of nothing. You know,
yeah, but I'm keen to avoid bullshit. Just because you avoid bullshit don't mean you're scared. You know what I mean? So
I avoid a whole lot of bullshit. It ain't about me not being scared. It's just, first of all, I just run my game like a man, like I'm supposed to. Just as well as you. You run yourself like a woman. You get to this certain point in life and you just decided, nigga, I'm not scared. What the fuck y'all gonna do? If I gotta go over there, I'm gonna go over there. That's the way it is. You know, but a lot of people they kinda downgrade themselves because it's certain things they don't do as a man or as a woman. Me as a man, I don't give a fuck.
Go all that money at.
But you got people that they be like, I don't know about that one. Oh, I gotta think about it. Oh, okay, well, let's go. See, That's the thing when you second guess.
Don't be the same ones that be in your pocket though. Well, look out for your people and that and that and that.
When you second guess yourself, that's the motherfucker that take you down. That's your part of yourself to take you down when you second guess yourself. When you say, nigga, let's go. Nigga, that's me and Itchy. Me and Itchy be like, Itchy is rowdy as fuck. When Itchy say, nigga, we rolling, nigga. I be like, all right, let's go. Or sometimes Scratch be like, nah, we ain't going to do that. And Itchy be going back there going, motherfucker, what you scared of? Sometimes Scratch overrule Itchy, but Itchy is a rowdy ass nigga back in my mind. When Itchy show up, it's a rap. All my niggas, everybody know me. The motherfuckers be like, you scratching you Itchy today. Itchy.
I was
around.
About to say, you sound like some of that Sagittarius stuff. You sound like my god sister now.
Well, I'm a Capricorn. Ha ha.
All of that end of the year stuff.
Yeah. If Itchy say let's do it, we get right to do it. When Scratch go, we can't do that. We don't do that. But if Itchy show up first, more than likely we get ready to do it. It's just everybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. Everybody got a good half and a bad half. I just got names for mine. All y'all motherfuckers got different names for y'all. Y'all probably don't have names, but it's always a good side and a bad side. When bad side come out, yeah, because you could probably be like, damn, I'm be good, Sweet Pea. I'm gonna be good, Sweet Pea. And then you be the Street Pea. You got Sweet Pea and you got Street Pea. when Street Pea come out.
That's funny.
So they got Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea is sweet. But Street Pea is rowdy. That's your other side. Everybody got an other side to their goddamn self. Could be so goddamn nice, but oh, let's see.
I had this homegirl though. She used to name her personality. I said I had a homegirl. She used to name her personality. That's why I say people who tell you that they a different person today, they mean that shit, and you don't fuck with them.
Well,
when they tell you, I'm feeling like this today, you better believe it.
It's Scratch and it's Itchy. Itchy is a motherfucker. But see, y'all don't know about Itchy. All the things that I grew up with, they know it's Itchy. Because even my sister be like, you Scratch or you Itchy? Mom Scratch. I'm cool. Itchy is when you start pushing them buttons and make a motherfucker mad. That's when that motherfucker come out. And I'll be going there and Scratch going, come on, man. Just go back in the cage. Nah, fuck that. We going to fuck his ass up. We got to.
No, I understand. Because I let motherfuckers have it. And I'm not ashamed about that.
That's Street Pea. Street Pea. You know, everybody got that shit, man. Everybody got that mean streak in them. I don't give a fuck. I've been trying to be nice for a long ass fucking time. You know.
Yeah, you gotta be like that.
But that's
especially
goddamn
the way people used to treat me.
That nigga hood nigga back there. Oh, he's still right there. He knocking on the door like a motherfucker. Let me the fuck out. I be thinking to myself, no, stay back there. Stay back there. And then if shit get too hot, I be like, all right, come on. We gonna cuss these motherfuckers out. We gonna whoop their ass. Huh?
I said the lights just went out over here.
Oh, damn.
Ain't this a bitch. It's so hot in here.
Well, man, I'm telling you, 86, he probably 68. That's his heart. That's what he get bad. Oh, that nigga went 68 on the nigga.
No, no,
I don't know what the hell we can call confetti. Confetti.
I'm about to say, I think I might have to roll because they keep on flipping on and off now.
So it's popping in and out.
Yeah, and we got some storm blowing in, and the air keep on, the lights keep going on and off. But check it out, though. I got a solar generator, and it's full right now. I ain't bought the panel because I was waiting on my next check. But I charged it, though.
That's what's up. Shit, I need a solar panel.
If they turn off, I'll have a phone. But it's hot in this motherfucker now.
See, I'm trying to get something cracking, you know what I mean? And, I got something good going on today, but I don't know, Nick. I got my studio rigged up to where I ain't got no bill on this bitch no more. I'm about to turn every goddamn computer in this bitch.
Oh, you ain't got a bill in that no more?
Nope. My boy hooked it up with, I ain't got no fucking bill on my studio. Now the house,
you got
nigga.
Solar?
Now we got some nigga rigging shit going on over here.
All right.
So, now that my studio won't be on my bill no more. I'm so motherfucking happy. Nigga, I've been running my air. I ain't never cutting my air off. The air just going to be running like...
Nigga, you better check that bill.
Nigga, I know what.
Nigga, somebody's rigged. You better, you had that AC blowing on full blast.
Gonna,
you better have that storm cooling substitute.
I was going to tell you to come over here and look at it, but you can't do that.
Come over there and look at it. I'm going to check it out. I might fuck around and drop my phone when I'm on the radio. You'll be like,
hey, look, confetti bullshitting. He can see you just fucking trying to put us through the ringer. He can see something. You saw that little stripper bitch, didn't you?
Yeah, I can see the guy full vision. 100%.
You stupid as fuck, bro. Yeah, I think you
can
see stuff.
Clearly now.
The rain is gone.
Yeah, no, it ain't. It's
I
just
can see
it.
All the obstacles in my way.
Yeah, man, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to come in one day.
Nigga, your shit ain't black, nigga. Your shit ain't black. I know you can see some little blurry vision, nigga. When you talk about that stripper girl, you saw that girl. Stop it.
Wish I could have. That's a little line in this film and she just cut up with it. I ain't going to know how to act. That's probably one of that. Hey, God forgive me. But it probably going to be one of the places I go first. I just see my daughter. It's gonna be in the trap.
Hey, wait a minute. Soon you get your sight back, you going straight to the strip club, huh?
Wow, man, it's gonna be in the top 10, man. You might well go and get it easy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you get your sight back. I wanna be with you.
Yeah, nigga.
Well, they take the bandages off, nigga, and then you be like, I can see. I'll be like, nigga, all right, come on, we going to the goddamn. I don't even like strip clubs, but I go just to see you have fun.
Boy, that shit gonna be beautiful. That is gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, I don't like strip club. I don't like them. Can't
I like
do
the
it.
Food. They got some good food.
Man, I mean, we was over there in Atlanta strip club, man. Man, everything in that bitch was beautiful. They had two little slim chicks. The whole thing was like a little questionable, but the bitches was like twins. They looked like they were this double to you. Everywhere you go. I was like, and everything. You know what you meant? Everything but ass nigga. I remember Mike had one. The goddamn Montana. That motherfucker was fine. I don't know if you remember Montana De Leon.
I'm gonna tell you what I don't like strip club. First of all, I'm married, and my wife she don't care. She'd be like, yeah, go to the strip club. She don't mind. First of all, I'm married. Second of all, if I ain't fucking, it don't make no difference. Why I want to just look
Man, they women like anybody else. Conversation, see, man, I can't do all that they doing here, but we can talk about this shit later. Man, we can call it. Hey, it's like that old G slick pull-up video shit. Man, Mike used to go in there. And that's the kick. You want to go get some chicks? You go get a strip club. You get all the video vixen and everything you want. Man, we used to be in Atlanta like following strip club after strip club. First, I didn't think it was cool. But, you know, I remember we used to be in Louisiana, man. We stayed at a strip club so long, my cousin used to take the chicks home. You know what I'm saying? Drop them off. Oh, see, they just like any other women, you know. And then I used to ride, you know, when I'm transporting trucks, they used to them little models, them little strippers, they be doing like the All-Star game. They're all ahead. They be going on the bus, plane. I catch them on a plane, bus, train, wherever they got to get Super Bowl. They be traveling from different cities to the Super Bowl. It's a cool little trip, though. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody else, gotta try to get their money. You know what I mean? But you get to know them.
It's Chris that he ain't trying to put himself in that environment.
Come on, dog. I'm going down. And then, you know, one thing about driving, you see, nigga get bored when ain't nothing open. You know, I be all over the country. So, see, I fall in strip clubs anywhere. Montana, I fall in a bit everywhere. See, you something to go through?
In Montana.
Oh, yeah, I used to go to Montana. I used to have a few clubs all over Montana. Yeah, well, it don't matter. But, you know, I like to go to club regular. But, I mean, I'm saying, if I ain't got nothing to do, go to strip club. But, you know, in Denver, strip club. The strip club be like the regular club, like out here in Dallas. But you'll fall in a half hour. You know, the strip club, see it, niggas, they chill in the club. A strip club, like, you in the club. So we be in Denver, same thing, over in Denver. You strip club, you know, you got chicks and niggas, they in the club, like what? We in the club, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just chilling.
I ain't gonna lie, to think about it, why I'm not into them, I wouldn't go like that, is because it's weird for me, because you know, everybody is so free these days. It seems like a person like me is weird. Well, I be like, I'm not really here for you. I'm just here because somebody had a party. Like, I'm not here to see girls dance, and I don't like girls and stuff. So it's like, they be like, what's wrong with her? I'm like, well, what's wrong with me?
Well, the Mexican chick, I was trying to holler at her, and that Willow, she's first got chick to me, like, she likes to look up some clubs. She took me to the street club. I fell in there with her. We was out there, like, you know, kicking it. That's how I was
using that Amarillo. Uh-oh. I got to go, y'all. I heard that one in the phone.
Well, that what?
No, it was thunder and lightning, but I heard
lightning. Oh, I heard that. Oh, that's what
line.
That is?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be storming over here, too.
Yeah, I'm going to holler at y'all.
I ain't heard
nothing.
You see, y'all been dealing with it till Monday?
Yeah, no, I say I'm going to talk to y'all Monday. Y'all be safe. I'm about to go ahead and get off.
Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Y'all be safe, all right?
Scratch. Who's Scratch at? Scratch, where the smoke at? Anybody in 2S Radio Land? Anybody out here in 2S Radio Land? Anybody out here in 2S Radio Land? Man, hold up. Anybody out here in True West Radio Land? Anybody want to sleep? Anybody in True West Radio Land want to sleep? Goddamn. True West Radio. Anybody in True West Radio Land? We'll call back, goddammit. We ain't gonna be on too much longer. It's killing me. Man, this is a bitch. They about to sit out on you, nigga. But yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at the other.